Question 6. Listen to the passage. On a piece of paper, take notes on the main points of the listening passage.
Today, I'll be discussing the economic policy known as mercantilism. Mercantilism was the overriding economic policy of major trading nations for almost two centuries, from the last part of the 16th century through the beginning of the 18th century, or from the 1580s through the 1720s. Mercantilism. Do you understand this word? It sounds kind of like the word merchant, and it's related in meaning to the word merchant. Mercantilism was an economic policy of nations based on developing international business, a policy dedicated to encouraging business production and to encouraging trade between nations. The goal of mercantilism wasn't simply for nations to encourage business or for nations to try to trade with other nations. And the goal of a mercantilist society wasn't merely to achieve a balance of trade, for each nation to try to balance its imports and exports. Instead, each mercantilist nation was dedicated to amassing national wealth. And to do this, each nation wanted to export more than it imported. Any goods that were exported over and above the amount of goods that were imported would be paid for in gold. It was this amassing of gold in payment for exports in excess of imports that would allow a nation to build wealth.